Okay, Sunday night Dvar Halacha. Okay. Tuesday is Shavuot B'Tammuz. The Rambam al Hilchos Tanis Perek Hamishi, a very, very famous Rambam. I would hope everyone essentially knows what the Rambam says, which is that there are days when Klal Yisrael fears Mipnei HaTzoros She'iru Bohen, because of the Tzoros that took place on those days, and it's a mitzvah midivrei Nevi'im. These are the four fears. Tzom Gedalia, Asor B'Teis, Shavuot B'Tammuz, and Tisha B'Av. Now, the Rambam says that we fast Kedei L'Orer HaLevavos, L'Ftoach Darkei HaTshuva. Fasting is an essential component of doing tshuva. It breaks down your gashmius to a degree, and it reminds you that things are not the way they're supposed to be, and it's ma'orer you to do tshuva. It's a Pesach to do tshuva. And the Rambam goes on to say that we remember ma'aseinu haro'im, ma'asei avoseinu, shayu k'ma'aseinu ato, shegoram lohem v'lonu, which caused these sorrows that we're commemorating. The Chasam Sofer in the tshuva points out that the Rambam is really is saying a chiddush. That even though from some Gemaras it would be mashma, not like the Rambam, but the Rambam, he says, the Rambam is saying that the fasting on a fast day is not because it's a seer day. Like, it's not avelus. And so you're avelus, so like, there it goes that you don't feel like eating. If a person's avelus, he's seer, so he doesn't feel like eating. So chachavim, what goes there, we shouldn't eat because we're so seer. So he says, that's not the pshat, that's what the Rambam is saying. He says, even though he brings down some Gemaras, which would be mashma, that fasting is a manifestation of a sad day, of an avelus, but he says, but the Rambam held that because the Nevi'im would not be mechadesh something on their own. So to be koveya a Yom Simcha, like Hanukkah or Purim, that has a basis in the Torah. You learn out from a Kal V'Chomer, Mishibud the Gula Omrim Shira, Mimisa L'Chaim L'Koshkein, Kal V'Chomer is the Arisa, says the Chasam Sofer. But to be Koveya, an Avelus, to be Koveya, an Avelus on the Tsar, that the Nevi'im had no Makor for. So when they said it's a fast day and you should fast, what was their Makor, says the Chasam Sofer? He says, Al Korchach, they always pattern it after something. So they patterned it after Yom Kippur, the Rambam held. They patterned it after Yom Kippur, that the fasting is a Pesach to do tshuva. It's a kapora, and it opens up the heart and the mind to do tshuva. The Tzotku Divri HaRambam, so that's what the Chasam Sofer says. That's why the Rambam's, the Gemara's, Hifa Enfis, he gives Terutzim, how to understand the Gemaras that imply otherwise. But the essence of what the Rambam is saying, he says, is because that's what gave, again, the Nevi'im had to make up something. They always pattern it after a D'oraisa. A Yom Simcha, to make a Yom Tiv, they had what to pattern it after. Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, Pesach, you make a celebratory Yom Tov. But a seer day, they didn't have a pattern. So the model is Yom Kippur, where we fast on Yom Kippur as a Pesach to do tshuva. So this should be the halacha lemaisa, of course, is because it's almost pointless to just fast without having an idea of what you're doing. So the Rambam, and the way the Chasam Sofer is madgish, the real point of the Rambam, is certainly something we should all take to heart. Okay.